why is it that you wrote this book? I mean, like, the Bible does talk about heaven, not in too much detail. It gives us definitely some absolutes. So why pour so much effort and so many pages? This book is forever long, and I say that in a good way. It's like over 500 pages. Why write a book so long, put so much effort into a subject that the Bible doesn't seem to talk about too much?
Okay, and my response to that is because that's an illusion or a myth that the Bible doesn't talk much about it, because it all depends on how you define heaven. Most people define heaven as the place we go to when we die if we love Jesus. Now, if that's all there is to heaven, then right, the Bible doesn't say that much about it. I mean, there's the passages in Revelation in particular, and you've got in the prophets, Ezekiel and Isaiah, and Daniel. You've got certain things going on in heaven. The whole central theme of the book is the new earth. Now, why did I not call it the new earth? Well, the reason is because I wanted to help change people's view of what heaven is. Because heaven is the presence of God. Heaven is where God's throne is. And the teaching of Scripture, emphatically, from cover to cover, is that God does not give up on the earth any more than he gives up on us as people. And when you see all of the passages in the prophets that are often relegated to just a thousand-year period, the millennium, or are considered figurative, and you realize they are talking about the new earth where God's resurrected people will know him and walk with him and serve him and exercise their gifts in fellowship with him and each other forever, as opposed to floating in the clouds, off in the sky,
right,
in some dwelling place of angels. That doctrine is so widespread,
yep,
among believers that when you ask them about heaven and what they believe about heaven, they almost, prior to the time I wrote my book, almost every person I ever had a conversation with, no one would ever talk about where we're going to be living on the new earth as resurrected people, serving God forever. And you look up theologies, and I mean, I talked about Burkhoff's theology, a great theology, and it's got all of these pages on, communion and baptism and different approaches to this and that. That might be 50 pages devoted to a topic, and then there is a page and a half at the end concerning the new earth, and literally, if you just quoted a fraction of the passages of Scripture that deal with the new earth, they would have taken way more than a page and a half. And yet, there's many pages about the intermediate state, which is where we will temporarily be with God in what we call heaven, but God will bring heaven down to earth. That's the teaching of Revelation 21:21.